Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
After the 11 o'clock hour, welcome back into The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We got it, right? The answer? We got it quickly. That's good. What was the answer, Angel? I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I was looking for the answer Wilson, but our caller gave us Wilson Evolution, which is the specific type of basketball.
Phenomenal work.
Good job.
Good job. Okay, so think of another trivia question you want to fire out.
I shall.
And we'll get it going. Zach Angelillo, former fullback for the UNC Bears. He's on a journey. He's on a quest right now to see if he can get in to the National Football League. Zach, my man, it's been a while, but always great to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
How are things going for you, man? I know you're making a go of it at the fullback position, which is a hard thing anyway, because you know we don't see a lot of fullbacks stick out. Although I'd love to see that again. I'd love to get back to that Mike Allstott stuff where we got fullbacks just dominating out there. So, what has your process been like? Where are you at right now? And just kind of how goes it for you, man?
Yeah. So after the season, I went back home and spent some time with my family and just kind of unwinded a little bit, got my body healthy. I came out of the season injury-free, which was definitely a blessing. Came out healthy and ready to go into training on the right foot, no rehab. So that was great. So I took some time off and kind of just relaxed my family, enjoyed, you know, the holidays and all that, and then started training at Landau Performance in Denver January 2nd. And, yeah, it's just been hitting the ground running and getting ready to go since then.
So what's next for you? What's that next step in all of this? Because I know you have an agency and everything, so talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I got connected with Sports Management Worldwide. I'm being represented by Dr. Lynn Lashbrook and his assistant, Isaiah Grady. So they're handling my contract negotiations and helping me get try to get my foot in the door with the club. So they've been great. We started talking a while ago, and I just feel a really good connection with them, and I'm confident that they'll help me get in the right position. Obviously, it's on me to make that opportunity happen, right? But it helps to have people in your corner that believe in you and are vested in your success. So that's great. I'm excited to be with them. So since starting training at Landau Performance, I've just been 6 days a week, just run, lift, doing all the combine drills. So the pro agility, 40 yard, all that kind of stuff, jumping the vert and everything like that. And also working with Shane Vereen and Joel Dreesen, who are NFL Super Bowl winning players at the running back and tight end positions respectively. And, having both of their experience to help me with my feet as a runner and as a backfield kind of guy, and then also my route running and hands and all that kind of stuff's been very helpful as well. So that's been in addition to the strength and conditioning side of it. I feel great. I've really been working on my body as well. I've been totally clean diet and everything. I actually lost 10 pounds in the first couple weeks of training. Just, attention to all the little things, right? Like not, I feel like having a cheeseburger right now, but like, maybe I'll just have some grilled chicken and some rice instead. But, getting totally locked in on diet, sleep, all the nutrition. The training's been incredible. So it's been good. I've been, putting on good weight now, packing on some muscle, staying lean. I'm feeling great. So the next step after this is Pro Day at Northern Colorado, March 30th. So that'll be an opportunity for me and some of the other guys that are trying to make their shot at getting to the next level to work out in front of the scouts. That'll be at our school. And, just hoping to put on a great performance there. I feel like I've made leaps and bounds in my athletic ability and my ability to just run the drills correctly, right? Because a lot of the technique stuff with running the 40-yard dash and running the L cone drill and all that stuff, it's really just comes down to steps in positions, right? So it's not necessarily like I've become incredibly more athletic, but I'm just learning to move my body in a way that's going to help maximize my times in those drills.
Zach Angelillo joining us, former UNC Bears fullback. He is on a quest. He's pushing as hard as he possibly can to get to that next level. So what are you at the scale right now, if you don't mind me? I feel weird asking, but it's football. It's different. What are you at right now? And like, what is the average fullback? Because that's still where you're pushing to get in, right? You are going at it saying, hey, I'm going to play. That's my position. I want to be fullback in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's plenty of teams that are employing a fullback, and there's, you know, I obviously don't want to divulge too much information
sure.
right now, pre-draft and everything, but there's teams that my agent and I have looked at, and we're looking at the roster construction, and, you know, it's not like there's any guarantees, of course, with anything, but if we're saying, hey, if there's a team that might be interested, you know, X team could be in the running. So, yeah, absolutely, going as a fullback, and with my ability to catch the ball, backfield and everything too, I think that definitely helps, and my versatility on special teams. Yeah, but absolutely. So as far as like size and everything, yeah, I mean, my measurements are right on par with the guys that are playing in the league now. You know, in terms of height and weight and everything, that's not an issue. It's, you know, I think teams want to see me move. They want to see me do these drills, do the pro agility, run the 40, all that, and then make some determinations off of that.
Who are some of the fullbacks that have inspired you recently? Because we are kind of seeing this. This might be the best time for you to jump in, because we are starting to see more teams utilize that fullback position in some traditional sets and some not so traditional sets. But who are some of those guys you've admired over the last couple of years and maybe even over the last decade or so?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think when everybody says fullback in 2023, Kyle Juszczyk is the guy that mm-hmm. comes to mind. Just his athleticism and versatility is definitely something that I look at, and I don't like to compare myself to anybody. People say, like, oh, like, who do you compare yourself to? I'm like, I want to be the best Zach Angelillo. I don't want to be the next someone else, because that implies that I have to follow their blueprint, right? I want to be the best version of me. So obviously Juice is somebody that every fullback looks at and can learn from his tape and his ability to be so versatile in that San Francisco offense. Another guy that I really like is Alec Ingold. He plays for the Miami Dolphins. Alec and I actually have a pretty good relationship. We've been talking, and you know, we get on the phone every now and then over the past couple years. And he's somebody that I connect with, not only on like a physical standpoint as a fullback, but also from like a mental perspective. So Alec and I share a lot of similarities in terms of like our childhood and everything, and he's just a great guy all around. We're both adopted and started our careers as preferred walk-on linebackers. And, you know, obviously you face adversity in different ways, and we kind of connect over those things. So he's an amazing guy. He's been a great resource to me. I actually just talked to him on Friday. We were just chopping it up about the whole pro day and draft process and everything. And he's one of those guys that I feel like doesn't get enough credit, not just for his ability and what he does in that Miami offense, but for the kind of leader he is in the community and everything that he brings along with that. And, you know, we've been talking about, he has a foundation, the Ingold Family Foundation, and I've told him before, I'd love to help in any way I can, just because, you know, adopted kids, obviously, like something that we share in common, something that we're both super passionate about. So that's something I definitely love to help him out with and in any way I can. So yeah, we hopefully can get something going in the future together.
So, and I love those stories. So I love that you're getting connected with those players. Our producer over there, he's a Bear, but he's a big time Dolphins fan. So his eyes lit up when you're talking about him. It's cool for you to get connected and find out, hey, what, you know, what is going to be asked of me? As you talked about, you've got great hands. You're an athletic guy. You're very versatile when it comes to not just being a traditional set fullback, but being able to move around, who knows, line up even in the tight end position and such. How important is all that going to be to you? And you know, maybe a secondary question, what are you hearing as far as, here's the things that we really want you to lock into? Obviously you're working on the diet side of things, cleaning that stuff up. It sounds like you're nailing that. But what are some of the other things that you're being told, hey, if you can accomplish these things here, that you could get to this next level, you could find yourself on a pro football team?
Yeah, absolutely. That's I mean, that's one of those questions that I can give the canned answer and just say, if I run well in the 40, if I do well in all these drills, And if I look fluid catching the ball on pro day when they're, you know, throwing out and wearing pajamas and everything, I think, you know, obviously, yeah, those things are going to matter, right? Teams are going to see that. The scouts are going to be like, okay, this guy can move. He's fluid. His hips are good. So, I mean, it sounds like a canned answer, but really that's the truth, right? Teams, the whole purpose of pro day is to confirm what teams have seen on tape. And if you're an NFL scout and you my tape, the first play you're going to see is me jumping over a DB with the ball in my hands.
I'm watching it right now.
And then the next plays after that are going to be me burying dudes into the ground.
Yep.
So it's to me, I see those attributes, and I say, if an NFL team wants a hard-nosed athletic fullback, I'm your guy. And it's, you know, the confidence that I've instilled in myself through my training and through what I've put on tape, right? That's how I feel. That's how I view myself. I think that, no question, I have the ability to play at the next level. And I think that I'm going to prove that at Pro Day, just showing my athletic ability, showing how I can move. But also the tape speaks for itself, right? I think I tweeted a couple weeks ago. I think I literally said just that. I tweeted four clips, one of me catching the ball, one of me pass blocking, a couple of me run blocking, and I just said the tape speaks for itself. Because that's the truth in my opinion. I'm not trying to sound cocky, but that's just my confidence is where it's at. And I feel like you have to be confident in yourself, right, to make any chance.
Yeah, no, you absolutely do. I agree with that 100%. You have to have a confidence about you going to this level because these other guys do. You know, the guys you're going to be competing against or whatever for a position, they're all extremely competitive. So you want to have that. And again, I'm watching some of these clips right now. And you know, you see this, and that's what I love about the first clip you have is you jumping over a DB. Fullbacks, it's not. And maybe it'll go back to this with the Mike Alstott type stuff, but it does seem like we're asking fullbacks to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, you've been studying this now to figure out what's expected of you, but you're asking fullbacks to be pass catchers. You're asking them to be lead blockers. Tight ends in many ways, some kind of form of a tight end. We're seeing that kind of transition in the league, especially when you mention some of those other big fullbacks. Other teams take note of that and say, we could use a guy like that, a versatile guy, but a lead blocker that can catch the ball to the backfield and line up all over the field.
Yeah, not only that, too, but my special teams ability, I think, is something that'll set me apart as well. This past year, I was playing the right guard on kickoff return, and typically most teams will put, like, a strong safety at that spot. And I think that just speaks to my ability to run and get my hips square and be able to make blocks in space. And to me, I think that's something that teams will look at and be like, not only is he a good run blocker, good pass blocker, good pass catcher, can run the ball well in short yardage, but we can use him on all core four special teams. So that's something I think I bring to the table and take great pride in. And really, that's how a lot of rookies make rosters, right? It's not necessarily, especially at my position, it's not necessarily like, well, if he can play great on offense, that's great, but can he play special teams? And to me, I think that's without a question something that I'm not only proficient at but strong at.
That's so huge to hear you say that because we know players that have just made a name for themselves quickly because of their ability to play special teams. I mean, a guy here in the state of Colorado, Terrell Davis, did that. He jumps into special teams and lights the world on fire on kickoff, no less. I mean, he's doing some of these crazy things, and then he's getting more reps. He's getting more opportunities. So it sounds like you've got the right game plan for all this, man. And with your work ethic and your connections you're already developing, I'm so pumped that you have one with Alec Ingold. That's fantastic. Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely doing the right things you need to do to get yourself in position.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one thing for me is just I've been building my confidence so much over the past couple months and, you know, getting better just every day, every week. And it's not always like, okay, this week I'm going to run, you know, 0.2 of a second faster than last week, but it might just be a couple hundredths, right? It might just be, oh, well, it was the same time, but it felt a lot smoother. Or, I might not have jumped up 5 reps on the bench press, but I might have jumped up 1 or 2. And it's just that progressive overload and being able to sustain success over time, I think, is something that has been encouraging to me because, I mean, truthfully, like from where I started out when we pre-tested to now, it's like a night and day difference, not only in terms of the actual times or the measurables, but in terms of how it's felt. And I think a lot of that has to do with the way I've worked on my body composition and the way I've been getting stronger and leaner and all that. But yeah, it's been a very rewarding process for sure. And I can't speak highly enough about the Landau Performance team and the way that they coach us and treat us and take care of us. And it's just been an amazing process. And I'm so glad I went this route. And yeah, I feel great going in, you know, a couple weeks until Pro Day, March 30th. So man, I feel like I'm in the right position, doing all the right things, and it's just going to come down to showing out on the right day.
Yeah, March 30th. I've got it written down here, so I'm sure we'll catch up with you around that time, my man. We wish you the best of luck. I'm glad we could connect, and you just keep that focus going, that laser-sharp focus that you've got right now, because I think if you can keep that mindset, man, sky's the limit for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Zach Angelullo, the former fullback for the UNC Bears, looking to see if he can take it to that next level. I mean, trust me, Angel, I'm a fullback kind of guy. I like getting a great fullback in front and just chipping away. But we're seeing teams utilize fullbacks in different ways more and more, too. So maybe Zach can be one of those guys. Who knows? 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.